May the Lord bless you this morning. Today is July the 26th, 2012. Welcome to Daily Worship. My name is Kevin Williams. I'm here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. I pray this morning that that your hearts would be open to the word of the Lord, that your mouths would be open with the praise of the Lord. I want to start this morning with 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 14. And this is Paul's encouragement to Timothy. It says, "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and apostle and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. For I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you." Guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Back in 1 Timothy, in the first chapter, he tells us what this good deposit is. He says this, that he has been entrusted with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. You know, today, you and me, as believers in Jesus, as followers of Christ, we have been entrusted with this gospel. Oh, how we need to hold it and how we want to hold it in the highest regard. To hold the good news of Jesus as precious gold, to savor it, to go back to it every day. And Paul also said in Romans that he is not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. It also said that he is set apart for the gospel of God. You know, this morning may we forsake all else and dive into the gospel that has been freely given to us. May we hold it as precious jewels. May we constantly be in awe and wonder of what has been done for us through the good news of Jesus. May we share that with others. Oh, what a precious gift that has been given to us today. Jesus, thank you for this priceless gift. Lord, thank you that we get to experience the fullness of this gift today. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Lord, I pray for this church. Lord, that you would bring us back to wonder, bring us back to awe of who you are today. Lord, show us what you're doing in the midst of this world. Lord, may we not get drawn into the things of this world, but may our eyes be fixed upon you. Lord, may our eyes and our ears be in wonder of the gospel of Jesus Christ today. We sing this as a response. In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my soul. My
depths of peace. When fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone we stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. Oh, in Christ we live, in Jesus we live today. His body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost his grip on me, mine, bought by the precious blood of Christ, the blood of Christ, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, we're bought by your blood this morning, Lord.
Sin has no guilt in life, no guilt in this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Me whole here in the power of Christ, I'll stand till he returns. Till he returns, or calls me home here in the power of Christ, I'll stand. Lord, you are Just as Paul encouraged Timothy, as we read earlier, that it's by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us that this gospel is entrusted to us by the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us today. Lord, may we hold your words in high regard. May we hold your person